It's Current State here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Michigan's presidential primary election is less than 4 months away. Of course, no one yet knows how many candidates from this historically large field will still be standing when voters go to the polls. The turnout on March 8th could be quite large, which could lead to long lines and fewer parking spaces. The Lansing City Clerk's Office is proposing a plan to reduce the long waits by redistributing voters into other precincts. The city will present the plan at the first in a series of public hearings tonight in Lansing. Joining me to talk about the proposal is City Clerk for the City of Lansing, Chris Swope. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
What's the problem? Why are you proposing Lansing redraw its voting boundaries?
Well, we have 43 precincts in the city of Lansing, and we reduced that from 62 in 2007. So it was quite a reduction. And in a couple of specific areas, we've ended up with too many voters who just vote at the same place. We have some high turnout areas, and it just makes sense to split some of those up. So I'm proposing adding two precincts back. So we'll go from 43 to 45 precincts. And I think that'll help alleviate two specific areas. And as I was creating the additional precincts, you know, I was able to look at, okay, what neighboring precincts could use a little bit of a relief. So it will really benefit a lot of people. And by and large, this plan puts more people voting closer to their home.
It's, people get in habits, as we all know. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where to go to vote, and it's like autopilot, you know, year after year after year. Do you anticipate a big challenge redirecting voters, some number of voters, to a new place?
I think there will be, and we always find that when we change locations, which, you know, unfortunately we have to do from time to time, or we do because of requests to make those changes. So it definitely is an issue that we think about, which is why I want to get it into effect for the March election, because we actually have four elections next year. And really the November presidential is kind of the big game in elections that we're targeting everything toward what's going to happen November of 2016.
Under your plan, how many Lansing voters would go to a different precinct to vote?
About 8,000 out of the 80,000 registered voters, so a pretty big chunk. And again, by and large, a lot of them would end up a little bit closer. You know, we're also trying to deal with some other issues in terms of polling places. Right now, mostly kids who live in Trapper's Cove apartments and all those college town apartments, they have to drive a couple of miles and into a neighborhood that they're not familiar with, and they're a very transient population, so we're trying to get them closer to where they live. We think we'll lose a lot less along the way to the polling place, and we're trying to put them close to the bus route because we know a lot of them may not actually have cars.
How many affected voters are there, though,
In that area?
That would be affected by your proposal?
Around 8,000,
okay.
I think.
And how many registered voters are there in the city as a whole?
80,000.
So this would affect one out of every out of every 10, but it's designed to alleviate longer lines,
right.
Get people closer to where they're designed to vote. It's a number sensible moves in your view.
But you're right, it is a change, and you know, people will have to remember a new location, and we'll have people show up at the wrong place, I'm sure, but we will remind them and tell them a couple of times to go to the right place.
We're talking about a proposal to redraw the voting districts of the city of Lansing. If approved, it's hoped the plan would be in effect in time for Michigan's presidential primary on March 8th. Our guest is Chris Swope, the Lansing City Clerk. Talk to us about the authority that the city has, that you have, to redraw voting districts here. What is the process exactly?
Well, it's a two-stage process, actually. The Election Commission is responsible for the precinct boundaries. So that's made up of myself, the city attorney, and the city assessor. And we have that authority. And when we make those changes, though, we do not change who represents anyone. So we're not changing who anybody would vote for. So all of these changes that I'm proposing are staying within existing county commission districts, existing state representative districts, existing ward boundaries for the city of Lansing. So no representation is changing, just where people may vote or what precinct they live in.
Their city council member is still going to be whoever it is.
And then the second part of it is the city council is responsible for adopting the polling locations. So setting the specific polling places for the two new precincts has to be done by city council, as well as there are a couple that I'm proposing just changing the location of a current precinct without actually redrawing that precinct.
Have you proposed anything like this before?
Well, again, in 2007, we did a drastic reduction of the number of precincts, and that was in large part a money-saving effort. As well as, you know, when you have 62 precincts in and so many locations, you tend to have a lot more equipment to fail. And it was just a management issue on election day. And the reduction made sense at the time. I've proposed some changes in the past several years of polling locations, and city council has adopted those. We've moved several locations in the past 3 or 4 years. But this is the largest scale change I've made in several years.
Now, tonight you're starting a series of public hearings on the proposal. The first is at St. Casimir Catholic Church in the Morris mm-hmm. Park neighborhood. I understand the locations of the hearings is pretty strategic.
Right. They are. We are holding a meeting targeted to each of the geographic areas where we're proposing making a change. So, you know, the St. Casimir location, we're actually proposing to be a polling place. And part of the Moores Park neighborhood would vote there, as well as some people just the other side of Martin Luther King. Right now, a lot of those voters vote at Luton School, and we have two precincts at Luton School, and one of them gets a huge turnout. It's got the the Country Club neighborhood, which the voters turn out really well there. So we're trying to just alleviate some of that line. So it will benefit both the people who are staying behind at Luton, as well as the people who are moving to the new precinct.
You've been active in voter education and encouraging people to cast their vote. Last May, your office organized a mock election mm-hmm. with a few not-so-serious issues on the ballot. It was a chance to get off your chest how you felt about your favorite ice cream flavor and your mm-hmm. favorite local mascot, et cetera. But there was a larger purpose that you had in mind here.
Right.
Revisit that with us, and I'm wondering if March 8th will be the first opportunity to see if that effort had any impact.
Well, I hope it did, and it may be impossible to tell. There's so much that goes into turnout, but looking back at what we did in May, and we have done it a couple times since, we did it at some of the community centers in Lansing with kids. We had a great success with people coming out and voting on their mascot. Sparty, by the way, was the big winner, which may not be a surprise to you. But really, it's a twofold thing. It's to get our young people interested and understanding in how voting works, and it's to alleviate the fears of some of their parents. We have some voters who may feel embarrassed that they don't know how to vote. They don't know what to do when they get to the polling place. And if we can just take away some of that mystery, we're hoping that folks will feel more
right.
comfortable. We're hoping that their kids will say, hey, I voted, and they're talking about election day at school. Are you going to vote, Mom? So, it's a little bit of peer pressure and hopefully making folks more comfortable.
Let's switch gears a little bit. The Michigan Senate has passed a measure that would eliminate straight ticket voting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Republican-led bill sponsored by Senator Marty Nolenberg of Troy. The GOP says not allowing straight ticket voting would essentially force voters to do more research on the candidates and really give more thought to the process that goes into casting the vote. You and many of your other fellow Democrats oppose this.
Mm-hmm.
What makes Senator Nolenberg's proposal a poor idea?
Well, for one thing, it's been passed by the legislature before, and the voters have overturned it. So clearly the voters of Michigan want to continue to have this option. Our parties are aligned philosophically. Now, there may be exceptions, but people know that they are identifying with one party or the other. And it really is just a matter of, you know, time, how long it takes to mark the ballot. We elect a lot of positions in Michigan. If you think about, we elect three university boards. We elect the State Board of Education, county commissioners. There's, depending on what county you're in, between 5 and 7 countywide positions. So, I mean, really, it's just like you can mark one thing that takes care of 20 things down the ballot, or you can mark everything. And clearly the voters
like that option.
Like the option, yeah. And they use it. And so taking it away, you know, I my fear is that in places like Detroit, it's just going to cause a slowdown in the voting process. Mm. They already have problems in Detroit with, you know, processing voters through. And even in Lansing, you know, I think it will slow us down.
You mentioned four voting sessions in calendar 2016.
That's right.
What are you anticipating?
Be a bumper crop of the year.
I guess so. What are you anticipating for March 8th?
You know, we don't really have a track record is the frightening thing. We've had Republican primaries, but for the past 20 years, the Democrats have not used the results of the primary in Michigan, other than 4 years ago when Barack Obama was unopposed on the ballot. So we have a strongly contested Democratic primary among, you know, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Martin O'Malley, and that could lead to a huge turnout that we haven't seen in a March election before. Mm-hmm. So I'm anticipating that we're going to have a lot of voters. You know, we're a heavily Democratic city. So when we have a Republican-only primary and the Democrats are a beauty contest or uncontested,
right.
You know, it doesn't really tell us what's going to happen. So this is going to be a unique, a different experience for us, and we're just going to have to prepare for it. And as you know, March, this is Michigan, so it's probably going to be snow on the ground. There are a lot of things that can happen in a March election that are not easy to deal with.
More March madness,
yes.
I guess. Chris Swope is the clerk for the city of Lansing. We've been talking about several election issues, among them a proposal to add 2 voting precincts in Lansing, which is an effort to reduce wait times and parking issues. Chris, thank you for being here. Good luck with the primary.
Thank you, Mark.